Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Whosoever saw his hand is to become guide, the successor and co-hand priest among creatures. Whoever saw his forehead is to become just a star prince. Whoever saw his eye is to become one who preserves the word of Anu. Who acts on the part of Anu, L-U-L-U-L, when it's time to be felt in any way, shape, or form. Whoever saw his eyebrows is to become a scribe. Whoever saw his ears is to become one who listens and occupies himself with that. Whoever saw his cheeks is to become one who is a teacher, knowing and having intellect. Whoever saw his lips is to become a star prince. Whoever saw his nose is to become a hatim, spiritual doctor. And whoever saw his mouth is to become one who recites. Whoever saw his teeth is to become one who is beautiful of heart among male and female living beings to make others happy. Whoever saw his tongue is to become an apostle. Whoever saw his throat is to become one who admonishes and gives good counsel and a cantor or one who calls the prayer. Whoever saw his beard is to become one full of wisdom in Anu, the source. Whoever saw his neck is to become a merchant. Whoever saw his arm is to become a warrior with a sword who does battle in the way of Anu, the source. Whoever saw his right hand only is to become a cover. Whoever saw his left arm only is to become of the ignorant. Whoever saw his right palm only is to become a money changer and embroiderer. Whoever saw his left palm only is to become a corn measurer. Whoever saw his hand is to become generous and abundant. Whoever saw the backside of his left hand is to become a miser. Whoever saw the backside of his right hand is to become a cook. Whoever saw the tips of the fingers of his left hand is to become a musician. Whoever saw the fingers of his right hand only is to become a tailor. Whoever saw the fingers of his left hand only is to become an ironsmith. Whoever saw his chest is to become a noble and diligent one. Whoever saw his back is to become humble and obedient to the command of the tablets to be given as the 613th commandment, and those who can see will see. Whoever saw his side is to become argumentative. Whoever saw his abdomen is to become one who bows and prostrates often. Whoever saw his feet is to become a rug maker. And whoever saw under his feet is to become a shoemaker. Whoever saw his shadow is to become a builder of the holy places. Whoever saw nothing is to become one who conceals what he knows to be true or rejects the reality. Whoever will not look at him at all will cease to exist. He was, he is, and he will be in the end. Having the holy tablets, the scroll of eyes, and the key to time, and the power to hold back Halal, who is the one that was removed from the sky? This is the birth of Merduk, also known as Mikael and Yanun, and his mastery name is Sabathil. He is the ruler of Malakut, the grandson of Anu. This is how it was recorded, and this is how it will be.
Bismi, El Allah, El Rahman, El Rahim, begin all things with one of
the illustrious names of the All, the Yielder, the Most Merciful, El Rahim. El Rahim. Welcome to the show, the Prince of New Show. Strong Prince of New Show. Oh, my goodness. What the fuck y'all been doing, man? We back. You know what I mean? Welcome forward, everybody. I miss y'all and all that shit. Miss doing the show. You know. Miss being here, man. Miss talking about that new on the air. You know, even though I talk about that new all day, every day. You know? Mic check. Make sure I'm coming through. Man.
Wrote,
has to say, what language was he speaking or writing in? If we go to the Bible, when God gave it to Moses, what language was that in? When Abraham met Melchizedek, what language were they speaking in? Don't say Hebrew because he didn't cross over yet. Hebrew just means to cross over. So you can't say that they were speaking Hebrew because Abraham wasn't a Hebrew yet. He wasn't, you know, he didn't cross over. Or even if you say it was a religion, he wasn't even practicing that religion. Because Abraham was from Chaldea. Now, Chaldea is over in the Iran area. And the Babylonians, back in that those, in the ancient days, in that time, it was Babylon, in that area. So they spoke over there at that time. They either spoke Chaldean, Assyrian, or Babylonian. Now, that was before he crossed over. You go to the Bible, this is why I love the master teacher. He don't bullshit when he teaches. Kaylee, y'all gonna hear the flicker. He don't bullshit when he teaches. When he teaches, he give it to you real. He give it to you all the way, all explainable, where they can't trick you and use those tricks and shit. Okay, so let's finish. Chaldea. So they spoke Chaldea. And over there, it was Assyrian, Chaldea, or Babylonian. You can look this up for yourself online. Look up their language. Way before Hebrew, this is before Greek, this is before Syriac, Arabic, all that shit they want to claim. Check it out. Check out the oldest language. Okay? They were speaking a language which they call now cuneiform. Back then we called it Nuwapik. Okay? That's what they were speaking. So when Abraham addressed Melchizedek, when Melchizedek was talking about the Most High, they used the name Anu. But as you see in the Torah, or the Tanakh, they use Ilion, Ilion, El. But that's a Hebrew language, and remember, they was not speaking Hebrew. Remember that. That's key right there. This is how you prove the existence of that new language. You go back to the oldest language, which is cuneiform. Look this up. C-U-N-I-F-O-R-M. This is cuneiform, means wedge writing. It's a form, it's like wedge forms, almost like hieroglyphics. Actually gave birth to hieroglyphics. They use wedge writing too. More of a picture writing. So if you go back and check these languages with these Assyrians, these Babylonians, and these Chaldeans, which Abraham and his family lived in, and remember he was worshiping because he fell out and prostrated when he was buying a tomb for his wife. Go check this out in Genesis, buying a tomb for his wife from the Hittites, and he fell out and prayed to his faith. So he did know prostration. He knew worship, but he did not know and he was not speaking Hebrew. Remember, they were speaking cuneiform. So you got to go back to the language. And all the language point out to Anu. Even if you go to Hieroglyphics, and study a man named Ansi Diop, who was, we call him one of the last pharaohs over there, besides the master teacher when he came to the west, took him over to the east, the last pharaoh over there, and wrote a tremendous essay on the Anu family. So look that up. That'll prove that Anu was over there. Plus, if you go over there, you see A-N-N-U, which means Anu, city of Anu, or the city of the sun. Which is actually Om, now or Om, they call it, which always go down to Zion, city of Anu. So it's a language game. You want to find out the name that they was using to call the Most High was Anu. That's the oldest language in the world. Now, that is because when they came here, they taught them that. You go back and study the Sumerians, which are black people who lived over in the Euphrates, Tigris rivers, remember? When they created the river, they created the Euphrates River between the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers. That's all this is in the Bible, but they don't give it to you in the pure language so you can understand all of it. And this is what Melchizedek did. This is what the teacher came. This is what Michael came to do. The warring angel. He's a warrior for us. He's been a warrior. He's been our champion for millions and billions and billions of years. All the way when he took on Tiamat on this planet. Was a disagreeable mode like it is now. And he came and he battled Tiamat. Made my world champion. And we battling again. And we battling Halal right now. It's not against black or white. If you really look at it, that was a good trick. The devil pulled a racism trick. It was a good trick. Because a black man took a white man and made another black people think that white man hating when it's really the black man hating another black man through a white man. Very good trick by Halal to step into the white seat. Remember, they can incarnate into beings and live in them, like your queens and shit like that. These are a lot of the tricks and shit that Halal and company can do. Even the Satanist groups, the Meldekian. You know, you got to check your history, man. The only way to find out the truth about something is to study. It very rarely is God going to send an angel down and it just magically poof, give you everything. Even Jesus, right? Son of Jibrael had to go to school and learn. You know, so a lot of people think you can just skip by it. Preachers know them. Spiritual people think you can just skip by it and God's just going to magically poof. We don't do magic tricks. We are human beings. We are sons and children of the living God. Okay? We don't do magic tricks. Our God is not magically no ghost in the death world or no shit like that. Our God is a living human being with flesh and blood, but he's a supreme being who is capable of transforming molecules, who is capable of traveling in and out of time, who is capable of going to ether, right, which is beyond the periodical chart, to the other side of flesh, on the other side of the periodical chart. He can do this at will. Right? He can speed up his molecules that fast, you can't see him. Or he can walk through shit. Or like, you know, the walking on water and all that shit. All it is changing molecules and understanding your surroundings. You know, that's all it is. It's not magic. We don't do magic. You know, everything we do can be explained. And Master Teacher explained all it is in the Holy Tablet and in the little scrolls, you know, which is the little books. Love it, man. Put here, Prince of the Green Light. Forever, baby. That's why we put you there. Forever. I'm a priest and I'm after Melchizedek forever. These are Yahshua's words. You know. So, that's how you prove the existence of the Most High. Through the language. You gotta go back and study your language, which is Nuwapik. There's free Nuwapik books out on Scribe. You go to scribe.com and you don't have to really register or nothing like that. Just get a simple Scribe account. It don't cost you no money or nothing like that. It's all free. Then you can start downloading all the books. Just type in Dr. Malachi Z-U-L. You can download all the little Scribes, the Holy Tablet, all the little Scribes and everything for free. Nobody needs your motherfucking money. We never did need your money. The only reason why he sold books was to teach motherfuckers how to independently survive. He didn't need it. This nigga was getting money through music and publishing and all that shit. You know? This nigga didn't need no money like that. Don't let them fool you. These niggas don't even know what they had in front of them. They was worshiping the flesh, you know? And then some of the reptilians that was among them, you know, was worshiping him too. This is complicated, man. This story with Melchizedek and everything is taking place. If you don't get in it and get it for yourself, and really, like, have some ground to stand on, you know, a lot of shit just gonna go over your head. You know, but he explained it that some of us came here to worship, and some of us came here to be worshipped. Some of us become the building block that makes up and new the Most High. Some of us realize that we are part of the all. The all can I can, the all does I do, the all do you do. I do. Some of us understand that and know what that means and take that to heart. You know, all these words, these books, the shit that he wrote, I take that shit to heart, man. Don't tell me I can do something if I can't do it. You know what I mean? Don't lie to me. Don't bullshit me. You know what I mean? I'm going to hold you for every word. And believe you me, I'm going to do everything in my power. If it's necessary for me to do to get that done, to get that done. You know, and the rest is on you. You know? So you bullshit me, I'm coming after you. I said, I am God or no God. You know? You know, if you lying to me, then you less than God, and you not God. I'm coming after you. I love it, man. I'm serious. I do. I love it. I love that news. I do. You know? Started to learn myself. Love myself. And, shit, my cup just overflows. You know, that's why I'm Prince I knew. You know, that's why I realized that I'm Prince I knew. Once you in the family, you know you in the family, you automatically become a prince. You know? The master teacher is a prince. Prince of the Green Light. Aaron, Prince, Jibrael, Prince, Enlil, Prince, Inky, Prince, Nunanir, Nunaduma, you want to go there? Enlil, Inky. These are just names and words. Attributes, energy, consciousness. That's all it is. It's not that complicated, folks. First step into getting this shit done is knowing that you can get it done. Knowing that it's there for you. You gotta make it there for you. That starts in your thoughts, not the mind. You gotta be careful with the mind. The mind is limited. Not limitless, it's limited. That's because it's everybody else's thought. So it's limited, right? Thoughts that you get in your mind are not your own. It's limited. You gotta go beyond that. This is what Lahut is about. The mental, right? We create in stillness, in the mental, in the dark, dark, dark reservoir. You know, where it first jumps off at, in the mental. So you got to place it in your mental. Because in the mind, everybody's not going to get it in the mind. So that means it's not going to shoot to you in the mind. Believable stuff, like the mind is the reality that we create by our thinking in our environment. Okay? Let's go to the hood and see what's in the mind of the people in the hood. The average person even want to get a good job. They don't give a fuck if they're working for a dirty company that's doing dirty shit. They don't care. None of that. The mind says, get a good job. That's number one. You get a good job, you can get a good house, all that. So one mindset is get a good job, legal job. Another mindset is to get an illegal job. Well, the other mindset is to play some kind of sports to get out. Nobody's trying to be a god, right? Scientist, you know what I mean? Or nothing that's going to make no difference. Everybody's stuck in what everybody else is doing. So the question is, once you think outside of whatever, this is what you're thinking outside of the box. Once you think outside of what everybody else is thinking, then you're creating. They say nothing is created new under the sun. That's because the mind and the sun are limited. The mental is where you get the unlimited reservoir. That's where the creators create. And that's beyond the mind. That's the mental. The mind is created in time. The mental is created outside of time. This is why you can't understand your Most High, right? Because he was created outside of your time zone. You're having a hard time comprehending that. Because everything, all your thoughts is coming from the mind, which everybody else is thinking. But who dares to be like El? Mikael, that's what that means. Michael, who dares to be like El? Who dares to think like the Most High outside of this time zone? That's Mikael. That's why he's great at what he does. What he do. And if you grasp it and you get it, that's Most High shit there. Now you throne claimable. You know? And he had the throne. Melchizedek had the throne. He personally gave it back to him. Personally. You know? He knew, realized that wasn't his job. He's the warring angel. Tear your ass up, whether it's physical, mental, in the mind. He will tear your ass up. You can't fuck with it. Can't fuck with him. He was taught by the best. His grandfather, the Most High, raised him up, taught him everything he knew. And more, still teaching. Yeah. This goes all the way back to Egypt. You can take this to Egypt when Thoth and Ra was playing checkers for the 5 days. Go study that. And Melchizedek actually beat him for the 5 days. Don't get it twisted. That chastity and that juice is close. It's a master teacher still situation though. It is. Yeah. Them niggas do battle. It's a mental battle though, man. It's like practice, like warm up practice. Like it's a respectable battle, you know. Like I respect you if you win. You respect you if you win. I mean, you know what I mean. I need a better man. You know what I mean. I can learn something from you. That's good shit. A lot of this probably going over y'all head. Like, what is this nigga talking about? Once you get there, man, it's good shit for real. It's limitless, you know. So that's how you prove the existence of Anu. No one can deny that. Go get them. Tell them bring their Allah, whoever they want to bring. And let's go it and let's prove it throughout time and then have it in stones for thousands and thousands. They can't do that. They can't do that. You can't turn over nothing older than a stone that's saying that news on there. Can't do it. You can go to that word of mouth shit and all that. I'll take you back 76 trillion years of word of mouth shit if you want to do it like that. Elijah Muhammad blew y'all right the fuck out all that oral tradition shit. He blew that shit out when he came. Motherfucker, I got 76 trillion years of this oral tradition. What the fuck is you talking about? We got 90 seconds left on the show. Damn, just running my mouth, man. What I mean? You know, I just listen to how it goes, man. But we just gonna spontaneously do this, you know. Just catch the show when you can catch it. Catch me when I be on. You know. We're gonna do it like that. Shout out to all my haters. You know, I love y'all too. You know, go ahead and hate me. That's my job. That's my job. Is to conquer that 180. That negative 180, turn that thing into a 360, flip that shit into a 720, nigga, you can't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? So, hate on, that's my job to collect that shit. It's like their job to collect your fear and all that. It's my job to collect that hate. So, hate on. You know what I mean? Hate on. Even halal knows what's really going on, motherfucker. You choose the wrong side if you want to. Even he know better. But yeah, the Quran, you can't fuck with me with the Quran. We already know the Pope. If you don't know that the Pope had the Quran up, then you seriously ain't on my level. You know you can't fuck with me with this New Testament shit, cause, you know, that, all that shit came from Paul. If you don't know that shit, that Paul wrote most of that shit, and check out some of the story.
Yeah.
Go check out a book called Paul, Disciple, Deceiver. It explained all that shit. Like, even the disciples and shit, you can't even trust their books. They were asleep. They wasn't at the crucifixion. How you gonna write about the crucifixion, motherfucker? You wasn't even there. You was hiding up in the upper room. Not even believing that you was amongst one of the Elohims. How you gonna trust that shit? Come on, man. We deal with facts here. Nigga, prove your shit with facts. That's what I do. I love facts. And that's name number math. You know math, you got facts. You can't go wrong with numbers. You can't go wrong with numbers. You know? Numbers build all this shit. That's why Anu is the best mathematician there is. That's why nobody can't fuck with him. That's why we call him the most high. Because he's the highest amongst the rest of the beings. Not that he's not one of the beings. Not that he's not you. Didn't Jesus say in your law, you're your God? Not that he is not a God, just like you, nigga. Right? Just not he's not like you. It's not that he's not like you. He's just the highest amongst us. That's all. And that's the most high. He's wiser than all of us. So we address him as the most high. He's still one of us. Nigga, you still one of him. You just a guy. You fell off. You no sight ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You just fell off. He just forgot. And thanks to Sad Mud, hey, I don't even want to say who y'all call Jesus. When you say Jesus, you talk about a whole nother story. It really fucks everything up. That's why we don't like using it, but we use it in a sense where that's the story where you got the real shit from, nigga. We know who you're talking about, so you can play the name games with them, but you can't fuck with us with it. So, you know, that's what Jesus' job was, to raise you up, bring you back, get you out of that ego state, you know, bring you in to the Most High, because the throne was open in 2002-2003. Y'all notice that's the time the master teacher disappeared. Hint, hint, so-called went to jail. Anyway, that's when the throne was open, 2003. Also, that's when the year with the vortex opened. Y'all ain't paying attention to this shit. All that shit is going on. Y'all think this motherfucker's in jail. All that shit happened at the same time. You slow-ass motherfucker. Y'all worship the flesh, man. You better get out of that shit. And all you reptilians who think he flipped, fuck you. He gonna flip on your ass. He ain't with that reptilian side. That's why they worship him like that. They worship him. The new Wapians that was around him, that worshipped him, knew there's a good possible chance that he could flip and go on that reptilian side. And he did for a minute. And he do from time to time. You can't blame him. That's his family. You know what I mean? So if he sees some injustice in one side of the family, of course he's going to go to the other side of the family. You can't blame him for that. That's why we love the nigga. That nigga's fair. That's why we call him the king of righteousness and justice. The nigga's just. So, yeah, at one point in time, some shit was going on. He ain't like, he was flipping on a reptilian side. He's going to wipe all you fucking humans out. Yes. Oh, yes. Read up on it, nigga. Read up on the Galactic Federation. But we love him, you know. Both parties realized what was going on. You know, like I said, he knew it was the wisest, so he did the wisest thing. You know, everything fine. But those, the Wapi, that are really reptilians, that wanted to be on that reptilian side, wanted him to go there. That's why they worship him. So they still worship him. They'll tell you, that's my God. That's what we worship. They'll tell you, go ahead, Prince. You can worship that new, the one. We will worship the men. They'll say shit like that. Or they'll say, that's my Most High. Slick shit like that. He'll tell you, but he will tell you, but he will tell you, Anu is the Most High. Everything he do for Anu. So see the games that's been played by our own Wapian brothers and sisters, you know, thinking they slick and shit. Come on, man, you better read the Holy Tablets. No secrets, no lies would be in front of the Son of Man. You can forget that shit. You can hang that shit up. And I don't give a fuck who you used to be worshiping, but once this motherfucking seat is up and this nigga is crowned with this glory, it's gonna be a son of man. It's gonna be a new one. Here come a new one. You gonna get it a new. You gonna get it a new. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And his name was before. Read this in the tablet. And his name was before Absuda Son. His name was before. Now, when your name is before something, that gives you that much more authority. Okay? That means that puts you over the authority of that other name. So the one that's coming, his name was before Absu. His name was before the Ancient of Days, which is Melchizedek. And his name is before Anus. So this nigga that's coming, this is the nigga that's sitting in triple darkness. This is the nigga that did all the creation. This is the nigga that's coming. And guess what? He's a human being. He's the son of man. I mean, he was born right here, a man and a woman, from a man and a woman. This is the nigga that's coming. This is the son of man that Jesus was talking about that was coming. This is the son of man that's in Revelation. This is the son of man that the master teacher is saying he came to raise. This is the son of man. This is your new that's coming, nigga. So all that kissing ass and sucking dick you've been doing to think you're going to stand next to the motherfucker with the throne because you've been on his side and you've been doing all that shit you think he liking all that shit. You can hang that shit up. This nigga that's coming, he's ruling his way and what he thinks is right. So you can shimmy, shimmy, coco, follow the fuck you want. You feel what I'm saying? Holy tablets, man. Start with the secrets of Adapa if you want to hear. You want to read what I just gave up. You go to the secrets of Adapa. Start there. And then go to chapter 11. Start there. Judgment of the kings and the mighty. This nigga coming. This little nigga going to judge everything. This little nigga going to judge everything. I knew he was going to give up and let this nigga sit on his throne. So now Holy Sabbath, I just told you where to go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Get me out of 9-ball, nigga. How much time we got left? Man, this was a great-ass show, y'all. I really fucking enjoyed this show. Hope y'all enjoyed it. I'm feeling good, too. We got left. Let's go out with it, y'all.
All right. Whosoever saw his hand is to become guide to the successor and co-hand priest among creatures. Whoever saw his forehead is to become just a star prince. Whoever saw his eye is to become one who preserves the word of Anu. Who acts on the part of Anu, L-U-L-U-L, when it's time to be felt in any way, shape, or form. Whoever saw his eyebrow is to become a scribe. Whoever saw his ear is to become one who listens and occupies himself with that. Whoever saw his cheek is to become one who is a teacher, knowing and having intellect. Whoever saw his lips is to become a star prince. Whoever saw his nose is to become a hatim, spiritual doctor. And whoever saw his mouth is to become one who recites. Whoever saw his teeth is to become one who is beautiful of heart among male and female living beings to make others happy. Whoever saw his tongue is to become an apostle. Whoever saw his throat is to become one who admonishes and gives good counsel and a cantor or one who calls the prayer. Whoever saw his beard is to become one full of wisdom in Anu. the source. Whoever saw his neck is to become a merchant. Whoever saw his arm is to become a warrior with a sword who does battle in the way of Anu, the source. Whoever saw his right hand only is to become a cover. Whoever saw his left arm only is to become of the ignorant. Whoever saw his right palm only is to become a money changer and embroiderer. Whoever saw his left palm only is to become a corn measurer. Whoever saw his hand is to become generous and ambidextrous. Whoever saw the backside of his left hand is to become a miser. Whoever saw the backside of his right hand is to become a cook. Whoever saw the tips of the fingers of his left hand is to become a musician. Whoever saw the fingers of his right hand only is to become a tailor. Whoever saw the fingers of his left hand only is to become an ironsmith. Whoever saw his chest is to become a noble and diligent one. Whoever saw his back is to become humble and obedient to the command of the tablets to be given as the 613th commandment, and those who can see will see. Whoever saw his side is to become argumentative. Whoever saw his abdomen is to become one who bows and prostrates often. Whoever saw his feet is to become a rug maker. And whoever saw under his feet is to become a shoemaker. Whoever saw his shadow is to become a builder of the holy places. Whoever saw nothing is to become one who conceals what he knows to be true or rejects the reality. Whoever will not look at him at all will cease to exist. He was, he is, and he will be in the end. Having the holy tablets, the scroll of eyes, and the key to time, and the power to hold back Halal, who is the one that was removed from the skies? This is the birth of Merdek, also known as Mikael and Yanun, and his mastery name is Sabathil. He is the ruler of Malakut, the grandson of Anu. This is how it was recorded, and this is how it will be.